the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, once again, it's all about the wheat. And unlikely upside leader, wheat's been such a dog for so long. Every time in the last 4 or 5 months, I thought it was making a low, it'd run up 30, 40 cents. And then a month later, it's making new lows again. So it's tired of being wrong on the wheat. But this time around, I think it's got the fundamentals to substantiate, to validate a turnaround. Wheat market in the last four market days has gone from 552 to 612 or over the 60 cent move. What is behind the move is weather at per normal. It's too dry in the Southwest Plains in the U.S. It's too dry in parts of the Black Sea and too dry in Russia. And wheat stocks aren't plentiful anyway. And the market's historically cheap and a lot of short covering going on and concerns about the wheat crop being smaller than people thought. And it's driven this market to as good a rally as we've seen going back to late November. So, and that's been the upside leaders pulling the other markets up. Even today, I thought they might correct it, but it's up again. Bean market and corn are taking a breather today. Beans down about a penny to unchanged in November. Corn down about 3 to 4. So, because they both had pretty good run-ups. So all these markets coming off very cheap levels. You look at last summer, for instance, corn is $2 off its highs, beans $3 off their highs, wheat $2.50 off their highs. So plenty of cheapness here for the market to rally from. The U.S. just passed a huge aid package, hard to believe how much money involved, almost $100 billion, 60 of it for Ukraine. That means probably the war will go on longer, and maybe there could be further war premiums put in down the road. South American crops are still in question. A big disparity between CONAB and the U.S. For instance, in the soys, CONAB's pegged the crop around 145 million metric tons, USDA 155. I think when everything's said and done, the numbers will come closer to the Brazil. They're also low in their corn estimate at 112 versus 124 for the U.S. So should help the market. And lastly, the exports in corn have been a bright spot in the market. 30 to 35% over last year. The big reason is we're cheaper than South America. Mexico's been buying a lot of our corn, and this is going to continue to support the market going into the planting and growing season. Livestock-wise, the hog market is still the upside leader. Today, it's pretty much unchanged. You look at the June hog contract, had a great day yesterday, even though the cash was down. And after breaking in early April, breaking $8 to $9, it's come all the way back within a dollar of the highs. It's just a lot cheaper than beef. There's good demand with the grilling season like it is, the best demand period of the year. Weights, exports are up. China's finished their liquidation. All signals are pointing higher to a hog market that I think will make new highs next month. Cattle market got a lot of encouragement from the cattle on feed report. What a roller coaster ride these reports have been. Just consider the last 2 months, pretty amazing volatility. In March, placements are 10% over the previous year. That led to the start of a $16 downslide from late March to mid-April, from 186 to 170 into June. And then they come all the way back from 170 to 178. Off ideas of bird flu didn't hurt them so bad and better demand. And then the report came out last Friday. Report was friendly, a bullish surprise, 87% placed, looking for 92. So I'm going from 10% over the previous year to 13% under. The market gapped higher, closed about $2 higher, but they could not hold on to the rally. They closed the gap the next day and a little lower today. They're pretty much back to where before the report hit. I think the cash just isn't strong enough to support the move right now. Cal continues to be the weak sister to the new leader, Hawks.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmorepricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down 5 1/4 at 437 3/4. May soybeans down 1 1/2 at 1166 even. May soybean meal up 80 cents at 346 even. Soybean oil down 65 at 44.66. Chicago wheat up 9 1/2 at 594 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 15 1/2 at 624 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 1/2 at 679 even. May oats down 0.25 cent at 367 even. On the Merc, June live cattle down 190 at 175.25. May feeders down 195 at 244.10. May lean hogs down 122 at 97.35. May pork cutout went unchanged at 105.25. And May Class 3 milk down 39 cents at 17.74. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.